Romans chapter number 10. In verse number 1, Paul writes, and he says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for these that have come, for the day that you've given. We ask your hand to rest upon us, and Father, you to help us this morning that we might be an able minister of the word of God. I ask you to speak to our hearts, and Father, just teach us from your word and have your way, I pray, in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Salvation, my heart's desire. This is what Paul said when he called in here in this verse, and he said, "Brethren, my heart's desire, and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." That was Paul's heart for his fellow countrymen, for his brethren, that they might be saved. This was his heart's desire. God, make it our heart's desire that men, women, boys, and girls might be saved, that our families might be saved. We are this morning in a great battle, in a great war, whether we recognize it or not. Amen. And the enemy is doing everything that he can to snatch our families, our children, amen, our grandchildren, and those, amen, that are lost, amen, to keep them blinded to the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. Paul said, I've got a desire, and that desire is that they might be saved. He had an earnest, sincere desire or hope or wish that Israel might be saved. He did not want them to be lost. 3 John chapter 1 and verse 4, it says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. There should be no greater joy to a Christian parent than to know that their children are saved and walking in the truth of God's Word. Amen. No matter what they accomplish in this world, amen, to know that they're walking with God should thrill our hearts. Amen. And it should be our desire that we long to see them saved. We look back in chapter number 9 and we read a few verses about some other things that Paul said along these same lines. In Romans chapter 9, he said in verse number 1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Paul, well, he had a great longing and a great desire that his brethren, according to the flesh, might be saved. God help us. There's one that's spoken of in the Bible that died, and the rich man that had brothers that was back here, that he left, and the Bible said that he lifted up his eyes, amen, he was in hell, and he had a desire, amen, that his brethren that he left behind would not come to the awful place in which he found himself. Amen. Now, he didn't have those thoughts and those feelings while he was here. When it was too late for anything to change, that he had those desires. But, amen, Paul, while he walked among his brethren and preached and taught the Word of God, said that I have a desire that they might be saved. Amen. That they might be saved. The love that he had and that he showed towards his fellow countrymen was a great love. And Paul, it was the devotion of his life that by all means that he might save some. He might preach the word, that by his light, by his testimony, by his witness, that he could see those that would get saved. But listen, here's what Paul knew. He knew that there was an enemy. He knew there was a thief. Y'all know what thieves do, don't you? They steal stuff. Amen. They break in and they take those things that don't belong to them. And John 10 and 10 says the thief, and it's talking about that old devil, that old enemy, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. From the very beginning, Satan has been coming to mankind trying to steal and kill, to destroy and bring mankind down to hell, where is his doom, his place that he will spend eternity. And he's been trying in the garden. We see as the old serpent came to Eve and he was beguiling her, and he said unto her these words, he said, thou shalt not surely die. I mean, he's still telling that lie. Thou shalt not surely die. But, amen, Eve died. Amen. Sin came in. And what she thought she was getting turned out not to be what she thought. And so many times in life, amen, what people think they're getting, it turns out, amen, that that's not what they get at all. And the old devil is still pursuing folks today. He's still looking to be that thief. He's still looking to steal. He's still looking to kill and to destroy. But ever since that time in that garden when sin entered into the world, something happened. And as we look around today, we see the results of sin because mankind has forsaken the law of God. They've forsaken the law of God. Psalms chapter 119 and 53. It says, "Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law." Listen, God help us as we look at the world today. We should stand as the psalmist did here with horror as we look at the situation of this world and how that man has forsaken the law of God. Amen. We're told in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." You see, mankind has yielded to the enemy of his soul, and he's walked away from God. All manner of wickedness is being done today, and for the most part, very little is thought about the evil and the wickedness that is perpetrated in our society today. God help us, and God help open the eyes of men and women, boys and girls, that they might see the light of the glorious gospel, the very light that the old devil tries to blind and hide from them, lest they see that light and be converted. It was Paul's desire. He wanted them to see the glorious light of the glorious gospel of Christ, that they might be saved. Amen. And I pray God help us that we would make that real in our lives today, that we would join in, that we would have that desire that Paul did, that men might be saved. And God help us to be as a Jeremiah. What happened to Jeremiah was, we could say of him, he was a fountain of tears. Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 1, he said, "Oh, that my head were waters and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people." Oh, for the things that are happening, the things that were done. Jeremiah said, "Oh, that I might weep day and night." It was real to Jeremiah. He says in Lamentation chapter number 2 and verse 11, "Mine eyes do fail with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured out upon the earth for the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the suckling swoon in the streets of the city." They are destroyed in the streets of the city. The evil, the wickedness. And Jeremiah said that his eyes had failed. He had wept so much that, amen, he couldn't weep anymore. There wasn't any more tears. He was empty. Not that he was relieved, but, amen, that the tears, they just failed. The fountain of tears. He had cried many tears. I'm reminded of what Luke tells us in Luke chapter 19 and verse 41. Speaking of Jesus, it said, "And when he came near, he beheld the city," talking about Jerusalem. "He beheld the city," and it said, "and he wept over it." He wept over the city. God help us. God help me. God help the church. That we might spend some hours and some times weeping over our little cities, our families, our children, our churches, our communities. Because, amen, because of the evil that is come upon us in these days. Because mankind has forsaken the laws of God and they walked away from God. And it should break our hearts. It should break our hearts that mankind, that this world, as good as God is, that this world is in such a miserable state because they've walked away from God. Because they've listened to the enemy, to the old thief that's come, and he said, "You're not going to surely die." But this world that we're living in, men are dying. And I'm not talking about just the physical death. Amen. There's many saints of God that have died a physical death, but amen, they have not died the second death. They've moved from one place to another. The verse we read about us here as Christians, those that believe that we've been translated from darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God. Amen. They've been translated, those by death have been translated from this world to the very presence of God. But yet this old world, because of sin, the Bible even speaks in the book of Romans in chapter 1 that the whole creation, it groans. What's causing it to groan this morning? Sin, wickedness, evil. It groans. What's it doing? It's waiting for the day of its salvation. It's waiting for the day, amen, that salvation will come. And Paul says here in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 1 that my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. We have a lot of hopes and a lot of desires for our family, for our children. We wish them well. We like for them to have success in life. But amen, not at the expense of their soul. Amen. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? What would he give? What would he trade? And oh God help us, we've traded a lot of things. Amen, for the securities and the pleasures of this world. Amen, but we failed to deal with the salvation of our souls. But I tell you what, I want us to read in the book of Psalms in chapter 126. Psalms 126. Beginning in verse number 1, Psalm 126 and 1, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. This is the only way we're going to bring any sheaves with us is if we sow. We're going to have to sow the good seed. And listen, amen, Jeremiah was a fountain of tears. And this verse here says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. What is with us, with our families, what is now, it does not have to always be. Because God can change things. And we can look and hope for better things for our fellow man, for our children, for our neighbors. We can have a desire that what that Paul did, that they might be saved. Listen there, I look and I see there are a multitude of problems in this old world. And every family, every home, where none of us are exempt from the problems of this life. But amen, the greatest thing that we have, the greatest problem this morning is a lack of salvation. Paul said, I have a desire that they might be saved. Let me tell you, you know what? Getting saved don't erase all of the problems of life. It does not change and make everything just peaches and cream, as they say. But amen, it puts our feet on the right road. And amen, and if we'll follow God, if we'll walk with Him, there'll be many things that'll start correcting themselves. Amen, they'll start working out. Amen, some of the things that we get bogged down with and that we're troubled with, if only man were saved and walking with God, amen, things would change. Paul, he knew that Israel was in a mess. They needed salvation. For them, he said, that's my heart's desire, that they might be saved. Amen. No one needs to live and dwell in the pig pen of life. They can come home. God calls for men to come home. There's help and there's hope in Jesus Christ. Paul's heart's desire was that his countrymen, his brethren, the Israelites, that whatever else happened, he said, I want them to be saved. I ask this morning, what is our heart's desire this Sunday morning? Paul's desire was that men might be saved. Is that our desire this morning, that men, women, boys, and girls, that our families, that our neighbors, that our communities, that we might see men, women, boys, and girls born into the kingdom of God and saved for the glory of God? Paul said, that's my heart's desire for them. Not that they're the richest men in the world, not that they're the wisest by this world's standard, but he said, I got a desire that they might be saved. God help us this morning. And I'm going to just ask you, if you will, this morning to stand with us. Amen. As you stand, if you will, just bow your heads, close your eyes. What's your heart's desire this morning? Paul said his was that Israel might be saved. God save our families. God save our homes, our children. Help us this morning. While we wait just a minute, every head bowed, every eye closed, if you have a need this morning, while we wait, I pray that you come this morning.